Ready? Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Broken to Barbell. This is our 10th episode. And I'm Tanner, as always.
And I'm Sam.
And I'm Carly.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, shit.
So today we're kind of talking about, as always, where we're at. But first, I think a very important thing some of you might have seen is it was Carly's 1 year. It was very exciting. Yay!
Yay! 1 year sober.
And we got you something.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Aw, really?
Yeah.
And we'll put a picture of this on our show.
We got our little gift.
Aw, thanks,
yeah,
guys.
It's a little present. Open it up and tell everybody what it is.
Aw. Yeah. It's a little necklace with It's a necklace with with a little weight plate, and it's as strong as beautiful. You guys are the best. Thanks. I have like tears in my eyes.
I'm real emotional.
No, really, it's been, and my initial thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. I really appreciate it. Yeah, it's been a good year. I mean, obviously, I feel way better without alcohol. And like I said, if you follow me on social media, like, it's not easy, but it's worth it. You know, that cliche.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, thanks to you guys for doing this whole Broken to Barbell thing, because it really does keep me accountable. So
I can only imagine how hard the last year was too, you know, because it's probably not always easy, especially at the beginning. It might be easier now to look back and be like, wow, look at all this underneath me, versus the beginning, like, well.
Yeah, and like, well, this is a good topic to cover today because it hasn't been the best year. So stress was a huge part of it there for a while. And a lot of people use alcohol as a stress relief, and what do you do when you don't have alcohol to relieve stress? So we'll get more into that later in the podcast, but thanks a lot. That means a lot.
Yeah, so. You're welcome. I think it's awesome. It's inspiring to me because it's seeing you where you're at makes me think maybe I should quit drinking, just because it's like, just, you know, for my own.
Sorry.
Like, for my own reasons, like, just because it's like, oh, okay, like, you know, something to think about, and like, just seeing where you're at versus like, oh, okay, I could not be out until 2 a.m. sometimes, you know.
Yeah, and I posted like a tribute to Drunk Carly on my 1 year.
I can hear you breathing still.
I posted a really long status on my Facebook, and I realized not all of you are friends with me on Facebook, but I said in it, like, me being sober, I never want to like highlight anyone else's drinking problem. So Tanner, while you use like me being sober to like show that you should stop, that's never been my intention. And like I said in my status, like, I met some of my best friends drinking, like all my Clarion guy friends, and a lot of my friends I met through drinking. So whatever, I'm just not gonna drink again. And most of them respect that, and some of them still ask me, like, oh, are you still off the sauce? It's like, yeah, bud, like, it's a permanent thing. It's not a streak.
Yeah.
So it's just people changing their ways, how they think about me. So
it's crazy. I think it's awesome. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I think it's awesome too.
Cool.
Thanks.
But yeah, in that, like, talking about stress and stuff, I know, so Spartan training for me ended in the, like, mid-October, and I kind of had like it was a hard time getting back into the gym. So there's a few weeks there I wasn't going to the gym, and I felt terrible. And finally this last week started going again, and I was thinking, even at the time, I was like, man, I need to make like an appointment with my therapist, like, just talk about shit, you know. And then I kind of this week realized, like, I feel pretty good. And I was like, huh, I've been going to the gym more frequently in the past week, like, you know. And it's just the general kind of background feeling that I don't feel like I have as much stress as I used to, you know. I probably still should make another appointment. It's been like a month, but, you know, at least that background feeling is not as, I don't know what word to use, dire, you know. It's just not as like,
yeah,
god, you know, what are
those? I speaking of stress or eliminating stress, I just up and quit my job on Wednesday, because I was like, this isn't making me happy. It's not worth it to be in it anymore. I'm young. I'll bounce back. I'll find another job. And so I just quit. And now I feel pretty good being unemployed until I had to run out of money, and then I'll be stressed again. But for right now, it's just a nice weight lifted off my shoulders.
Well, yeah, and you'll have that nice in between to get ready to go back into working. You know, yeah, because that'll be soon enough.
Mm-hmm.
I like. Then we'll talk about that later. I was gonna say about Jack.
So Tanner, how you were saying about the gym, like getting back into it? Mm-hmm. I was just talking about this last night with Ryan because I told him we were doing a podcast on stress. And like, think about your life and how literally every single thing, every single part of your life, something stresses you out. So think about the gym. So if I miss a workout for some reason, I'm like so annoyed, yeah, so stressed out. And then like for some reason, if I just can't physically go to the gym that day, like I just don't feel like it, then I get all like anxious, and then I'm annoyed with myself, leading to stress. And then even on my nights that I relax, like Tuesday, Thursday are my relax nights, I'm like, I feel like I should be doing something. And it's just like money, what you're eating, your job, it's everything.
Everywhere.
Literally everything. Piece. Traffic.
Ugh.
People on Facebook.
Yeah. Twitter. Probably self-induced Twitter stress from this one.
Politically induced Twitter stress.
Like everything. And like I was talking to Ryan, if I, for some reason, I can't meal prep. Like we went to Buffalo a couple of Sundays ago for a football game and I didn't get a chance to do my Sunday meal prep. And then all week I was like eating food downtown and I was so stressed out because I wasn't following my plan. And then I was hungry and then I was craving food that I didn't need. And it was just like, what the fuck, Carly? Like if you just took an extra hour and meal prepped, you wouldn't be feeling like this.
Well, I've been, in getting back to the gym, thinking about that too, because now I'm stressed out because I'm not eating healthy food, and then I'm doubly stressed out because I'm spending money that I shouldn't be spending. So it's like, you know, and then, oh, like, I've been trying really hard lately to think about less about the little transactions and have, like, what I call $0 days, where I'm not spending any money. Like, okay, I pack my lunch, I make dinner at home. You know, so it's like nice to know that no money went out of my account that day. And I've been mildly to
I should do
barely
that.
Successful.
I'm more on like, how much can I spend today without being in debt?
High score.
Yeah, so I'm going to New York City next week. And I was just talking about this before we started recording. But financially, I'm like, shh, do I need an iced coffee from McDonald's today? Probably not. No, so I'm just not going to have that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, and then I check my, checking my bank account app gives me the most stress.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Because you think you have an amount in there and then you check it and it's lower than you thought and you're like, what the fuck? And then you have to go through all your transactions. And then you're like, oh, did you need to park in the $19 garage 3 days in a row this week? Probably not. That right there is $60.
That's crazy. When you, I did that the other day. I was like, I'm going to park in the $17 garage. I was like, no, I can't do that. I parked in the $13 one, but I should have just parked in the $7 one, and I should have taken the bus.
Well,
$5.
So super stressful morning. I keep getting off topic, but it's a stressor. So the other morning, I almost backed into a car in traffic, like a total moron. Like I didn't almost rear end someone. I almost backed into them, and because I got stuck in the middle of an intersection, which if you're in or around Pittsburgh, you know that's a common thing, and I was backing up and I almost hit a pedestrian and then I was all flustered and it was pouring and then I kept backing up and I wasn't paying attention and I almost hit this car and they laid on their horn and whatnot. But I could have parked in the close garage, which would have taken me a different route, but I didn't want to pay $19 for the fourth day in a row. So I was on the North Shore and that alone, like all of that shit that happened, I was a half hour late to work.
Don't you have a lease on the North Shore?
Yes, I do. But I convince myself, like, while I'm half asleep, that I can sleep for another 15 minutes. And then I wake up and I look like a gremlin and I look terrible. And then I, like, fly to work. So when I'm running late in the morning, I tell myself I can park in the $19 garage, which ultimately leads to
more stress. Yeah.
Point of the story is if you have a lease, use your lease and don't spend your money where you don't need to spend it and quit being lazy.
So in all of that, we weren't lazy this week. This month, I guess, and we did, and by we, I mean Carly and Sam, did a lot of research on stress, and we want to share some of that fun stuff with you guys.
Yeah, go
ahead,
Sam.
What we've done. Yeah, Sam, lead us off. What is stress? How does it cause?
So stress, we're basically talking about stress and how, like, can in weight loss, how can damper your progress mm-hmm. on your weight loss journey. And it's due to this hormone called cortisol. And it's released when there's either fear or stress, which is pretty much the same thing.
So I had like a huge cortisol dose earlier when a car tried to merge into my lane on the way here.
Okay. Yeah, we did too with a tractor trailer on 80.
Great.
Cortisol is produced by the adrenal glands, and we're not professionals. I don't know what any of that means, really. I just know that it's hormone,
yeah.
and it stops weight loss from happening.
I'm not up on the human body, but I know adrenal glands. I know there's some in your neck.
Yeah, I've heard of adrenal fatigue before on a
aren't your testicles podcast. And ovaries adrenal glands? Isn't that how you get estrogen and testosterone? Not in that order.
No idea.
Okay.
Haven't taken
any scientists listening?
Tell us, let us know. Not professionals yeah. here. But stress causes not just like obviously being anxiety and depression, which is part of it, mm-hmm. and that's mental, but it can give you headaches, digestive issues, sleep problems, and memory and concentration impairment, and stuff like that. But in our case, we're going to talk about weight loss because...
Here we are.
And yeah, here we are.
Well, I think in... You have there kind of two, weight gain, weight maintenance. Sleep problems, I think, can be a big thing for working out.
Yeah.
You know, headaches, too. I know. Yeah. I don't know. I was know? Just, yeah, I know. I was just thinking, like, just like how when I'm stressed out, I'm more willing to give myself the leeway on crappy food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Which Same. Leads to digestive issues. Yeah, and it's definitely like... my job, because you have a bad day there and it's like, I just want to go home. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't want to go to the gym for sure.
Yeah. And I'd rather go home and lay on the couch.
And then, well, yeah. And then I felt like the past 2 weeks I felt really crappy. So like, I know that I've gotten in more fights with Corey, you know, because of it. Or like, well, like, or we'll go eat crappy food together. Cause it's like, I don't care. I don't want yeah. anything healthy tonight, you know? So
yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And literally everything you read says, like, if you're trying to lose weight and you're stressed, it's not going to happen. Like,
yeah.
You can eat right, you can work out, but if you have something stressing you out, like,
it's,
your body
yeah,
just
gonna,
won't let you.
It's like, it wants to survive. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. And with the crappy food, like, it's so easy to go to Little Caesars and get a $5 pizza.
Hot
when,
ready.
When you're strapped for money.
Yeah.
Because it's $5. But... if you plan ahead, which is the key to everything.
You should do like a money breakdown of Little Caesars. Like how much is a hot and ready pizza and how often do you do it versus how much are ingredients for pizza and how many could you make with those ingredients?
Yeah. Well, I just need to cut it out entirely.
Well, yeah.
But like, I don't know. I mean, there for a while I didn't have pizza because I thought I was competing in December and then... now I'm not competing and I'm like, I can have as much pizza as I want, but
no.
I really can't. And then like last night when I temporarily thought I was going to get into this meat, I like started thinking like, shit, maybe I shouldn't have been eating all this pizza the past month because I was like depressed that I couldn't get into the meat.
Yeah.
Life is just a vicious cycle. That's the point.
That's what we're talking about today.
That's the gist of where this is going.
But no, sleep problems like, well, for me personally, if I'm running on no sleep, I still go to the gym. And then I think that I'm going to have a weak day, but for some reason I don't because I'm strong. But humble brag. But no. Like I go to Selly's and I have those personal training sessions set up to keep me on track.
Yeah.
Because I know... because of stress, I would just go home and eat a Little Caesar's pizza and go to bed after work if I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. That's how I keep myself motivated.
But
not everyone, myself included, can afford those personal training packages. So,
yeah,
it's just tough. I don't know.
Well, I think last time we talked, I was telling you guys about that app I was using, the fitness plan that was the app. So, I was doing so bad, I like deleted it and now I got it back and it's like, just go and do it. And like, it even has a day in there as active recovery. So I'm trying to make that day my volleyball day. So like, I'm trying to schedule the whole workout around that active recovery day. I think it's 6 days and 1 day rest. but then active recovery is in there. So it's really 5 days with active recovery day. But yeah, so I'm trying to like work the volleyball in there, and I'm just trying to like,
so you don't have to think about it as much.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I know today's day three in the app. Like, go do it. You know, at least go and do it. Because once I get there and start moving, then I'm better.
Yeah.
And then, like, Carly, they even have... So I found out the thing that that you do with the power walking.
Yeah.
That's, I started doing that, and they have Sudoku on the on the treadmills. So I've been doing Sudoku. And if I do... It depends on the setting, and it will take me about half an hour to do it.
Where are you going to the gym? Golds.
Golds, yeah.
They've got Sudoku on their treadmills there.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, built in.
Yeah. Wow. And like, tic-tac-toe.
This is the future.
Mahjong. I don't even know how to play that game.
I love Mahjong. Yeah, I think that having, like, an app like that, especially if this is, like, a gym stress, going to the gym is stressing you out, having stuff already planned is going to be like the easiest way for you to be like, oh, I'm ready. I'm just going to go and get into it. I won't have to worry about it.
Do the first one.
Yes.
Then just do the second one. Like, and then you get into it. And then I'm like into it by then usually.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun. And then I get to see my gym boyfriend. So I like, what exercise is next to the machine he's using?
I'll make one up.
Yeah. And like,
I'm doing arm curls with this Q-tip.
With that, like having it planned ahead too. So whenever I couldn't afford the personal one-on-ones there for a couple months because I got a new car and then I was strapped again financially. I wrote up all my workouts at work. So then like that made me like look forward to getting into the gym to
at the end of the day.
Do it.
Yeah.
So it's just everyone does different shit to keep them.
So we also came up with ways to that we think that we want to reduce stress. So
yeah.
Want to talk about those?
I found a couple different things. The first one I have, so like, this would be more related to like a stressful situation. So, I said to talk yourself through it. Like, I don't know if you guys are comfortable with talking to yourself, but I talk to myself all the time. Especially when I'm driving.
I do like, in my
some,
head.
Some people write, some people listen to music. Like, I don't know. I give myself pep talks to get through it. But the huge one is eating right. So emotional eating leads to weight gain and ultimately depression. Fruits, vegetables, and fish with high levels of omega-3 fatty acids have been shown to reduce the symptoms of stress. And I've been taking omega-3 pills because I have an issue with my eyes. Like, I'm starting to develop macular degeneration. And my eye doctor's like, that never happens under 30. Like, this shouldn't be happening. So, like, you have to take all these pills. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Does that run in your family?
No. So... that's odd, but so I'm getting those. I don't feel any less stressed, but
well, yeah. I wonder why
they tell me my eyes are gonna fall out, but no, that's being dramatic. But like Sam said about cortisol, stress wreaks havoc on your metabolism, and a high level of cortisol has been shown to up your appetite, drive cravings for junk food, and make it easier to accumulate belly fat. Holla, right here, a little
Caesars. I must have astronomical levels of cortisol in my body.
And then stress also results in burning fewer calories. So here are some things that we can turn this into a post.
Okay, yeah.
I say that every pod, and then I never...
Well, no, here, because I'm taking show notes this time, so...
Okay, cool. So...
we'll put this in the show notes up on our blog.
So, like, just here's a couple small things you can do to try to beat stress-induced weight gain. Choose your fats wisely. So, like, the example with the salad is the easiest one, where people will have a chicken salad, but the chicken's fried, or they'll have french fries, or they'll have ranch, or they'll have all these things on top of it. And it's like, really, at the end of it, it's not a healthy option. But
I definitely didn't do that Wednesday.
So if you're having a salad and you have avocado on it, like, choose a lighter dressing instead of the normal dressing you would have, because avocado right there alone is a fat. So that's one option. And then adjust your meal proportions, which I think everyone needs to do this, myself mainly. Which is not always easy when you're stressed, but just try to stick to your plan if you are trying to lose weight. Yesterday, this one is add metabolic boosters, which is like essentially just eat super spicy food.
Ooh.
Which I hate spicy food, but yesterday I got this turkey chili at Earth and I thought my mouth was going to like fall off my body. It was so spicy, but so like, I don't know, Sam, do you like spicy food?
It depends on it. I'm not like a huge fan of it.
Like when we get Chinese, which obviously is not healthy, I make Chris order me like the non-spicy General Tso's because I don't want those red monster red peppers riddled throughout my food.
Do it. You should start doing it.
But so now, like, maybe I should eat it more spicy.
I ate at this place called...
Or I should not eat Chinese. Sorry.
Suba Asian.
Where's that at?
And it's in the north side, and it's Nepali cuisine. I mean, yeah, there's General Tso's on the menu, but we went for the Nepali part of the menu. And it was incredibly spicy. Like, I thought, like, I wanted to, like, get out of my chair. It was so hot. But it was amazing. It was really good food. Everybody go. It's really poorly lit, the door. So it's a little scary. Suba Asian.
Sobu.
So it's like, it's hard. It looks like scary. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going off the rails here. So it's pouring rain. It's like this dark door, but there's like a flashing open sign above it.
In the north side, so it's already
in the
scary.
North side, yeah. And then so... So I go up to the door. I'm like, where is it? Oh my God, is this the place? And I open it, and it's stairs going up to a second floor. And there's a hole in the ceiling. So like water is like coming down on the stairs, and it's kind of like coming, like rolling down the stairs. I'm like, oh my God. So I go up and I'm like shimmying around like the pillar of water coming down through the ceiling. And then go upstairs.
Is this a restaurant?
Yeah. And then so upstairs it's like just a kind of like normal restaurant. There's nothing crazy about it. It's just kind of like outdated maybe.
Do you think they passed inspection?
I don't know. The food was amazing. I don't care if they passed inspection. But so yeah, you just have to get past that entryway and then you're home free, and there's some great Nepali cuisine at Suba Asian.
We'll have to go there.
This is not
a
paid advertisement. It's really spicy. So add some metabolic boosters at Suba Asian to your diet.
The last time that I ate a spicy meal, like a really spicy meal, it was buffalo chicken mac and cheese. And I almost shit my pants on the way home.
So I try to stay away from it. I hate it. It does not work well with me digestively.
That's like a quick turnaround time.
anything buffalo chicken, I'm like, no thanks. But I also don't like hot sauce, which is like every fitness person's go-to.
Yeah.
Seasoning is hot
sauce. Hot sauce on your eggs?
No.
Oh my God.
I don't eat hot sauce, period. One time. So I think I'm going to blame this entirely on my brother and his friend Ben. So I was like 10, maybe. And I'm a very picky eater, as you all know. But I was eating ravioli, which was one of my staples growing up, you know. And my brother thought it'd be funny to put Tabasco all through my ravioli when I was in the bathroom. And so I came out and I like started to eat it, and I thought I was like dying. I started bawling, freaking out, told my dad about it. And I'm not entirely sure, but I'm pretty sure my dad did something terrible to my brother because of it. But like
blacked out memory that I'll uncover later in therapy.
All over ravioli. So now I can't eat hot sauce ever since that day.
That would probably do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I took probably 5 years off of eating ravioli after that. So.
One time. Oh, my God. This is way out there. One time I put A1 steak sauce on my hand, like on the front porch, and I like tried to feed it to a kitten back home on the farm, and it came right up in, like, it was like, oh yeah, people food. So it comes right up and like eats it off my finger, but it was too spicy for the kitten.
Aww.
So it's like freaking out, and I felt terrible. And then I did it a second time, and I did it again the second time, and then I felt really bad, so I got it water after that. But it was hilarious. I didn't know that it would be too spicy for the cat.
Yeah, A1 steak sauce isn't spicy.
Well, I mean, for a cat.
Yeah.
And a newborn cat at that. It's got to be a very new experience.
God, I could go for a steak.
I could go for a cat.
I could go for some cat.
Some Chinese.
Covered in A1.
The point of that whole thing is just to eat spicier foods. I have here breathe before you eat, which I've never actually done, but recent Spanish research shows that controlled, relaxed breathing can effectively reduce cortisol levels.
Also taking your time eating, too. Yeah. Not just shoveling it down.
Yeah. I don't know if any... Well, I'm sure a lot of you know who Jake Stewart is, but anytime I go to dinner with Jake, he, like, shovels his food and he finishes it in, like, 10 seconds.
That's
and then I've got
me.
My whole meal, and I'm like, can I finish this? So, yeah, just eat slower.
I've seen, too, that to drink, if you have water, to try to drink the whole water before the food comes, or like half of it, like that way you've got
Well, when you fill up, you fill up quicker. So, like, if you inhale it all when you're starving, then you're, like, stuffed.
It's still on the way down. But,
like,
yeah.
If you eat slowly, then you might only eat half it, and then you have half for later. That's my favorite thing in this world, is taking half of my food home. And then I have take a quick post-meal walk, which I'm personally not one to do this, but a 10-minute walk after eating can get your blood pumping and shift your metabolism, which is smart, so I should probably start doing that. Yeah, meditate.
I'm bad at taking a minute to sit still. Like, so that's something I could totally do. It's like, I need to
Other morning after that episode when I almost backed into that vehicle, I got into work and I was, like, sitting in my cube. And I'm like, all right, back straight, feet flat. I'm going to do some deep breathing. Everything's going to be calm. And then my phone rang. So it was like, okay.
Halfway there. Yeah.
Tried to negate my stress. So it didn't work. I already talked about sleeping better, but...
Well, I think... Here's another thing from the sleep better thing. Keep my phone away from me.
Yes. You know, because, well, I said turn off the TV and give yourself time to relax. I don't know about you guys. Do you sleep with the TV on?
Mm-mm. No.
I hate that.
No, I can't. I have a fan in my room, but I don't...
Yeah, we haven't used to, but when I moved in with Scott, then he turns it off, so I just... Yeah,
you got used to
go
no
to sleep.
Fan.
Yeah. So Chris, whenever Chris lived at Andy's, like when we first started dating, Chris, my boyfriend, for those of you that don't know, I know I'm not supposed to say that. Whenever my boyfriend lived somewhere else,
you're not allowed to say his name.
Well, because we have to explain who people are.
Oh, got it.
He would we would go to sleep every night with the TV on, and that shit drives me insane. Not only does it fuck with my dreams, because it was usually a horror movie, I couldn't get my perfect night of light free sleep. I have to be like in a bat cave when I'm sleeping. It has to be pitch black.
Does it have to smell like rotten fruit too?
No, like at the zoo. I have a dog, so probably smells like dog. But it has to be like pitch black. I can't have all of our curtains are black. Everything's black.
Your bedroom in high school was really dark too.
Yeah, I had that monster horse blanket over the window because it had to be. I go in there and the daytime and be like, what time is it? That's how I like it. And that's how I sleep. It's like, don't mess with my sleep.
The crypt.
I'm essentially in a grave when I'm sleeping. But so yeah, I sleep better. That's the point of it. And then I said, if you're stressed about money, who isn't? Mainly, I'm definitely stressed about money. Download a money budgeting app. I have about 17 of them on my phone. I don't use any of them.
But what do you have? Is there any you like better than the other?
Well, I haven't successfully used any of them because it started to freak me out that they link to your your checking account.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what if this person gets hacked? You know, like.
Yeah.
So that's, I had I've, Mint.
That's what I use.
Do you like it?
I do, but I have the same thing. Like it.
So then that causes more stress.
Well, yeah. So I have my regular bank account and my one credit card in there.
Oh.
And it's like, so those are the only two things. And it's like, so it always sends me warnings too, because it's yelling at me about credit card spending.
Oh.
But I use my credit card and then pay it off. So like, yes, I know I'm using my credit card a shitload, but I'm paying it off before the bill comes. So.
I should have done that when I got a credit card.
Yeah.
My Discover card has been maxed for the last 3 years.
Oh, really?
I pay the minimum on it every month.
Oh my God. So you probably owe more now than you even have on the limit. Well, I'm trying to pay mine down because I'd like, there's a balance on it that I carry over, but I'm trying to get it down to zero so I can use it, pay it off, use it, pay it off, use it, pay it off.
I successfully paid off my Capital One card, which was the card that I drunkenly applied for and got approved.
So here we are, 1 year later.
That one's paid off. But that Discover one, man, ruined my life. And then I got a New York and Company card I did not need, which is also close to the limit, if we're being honest about money.
We're being open. So budget and then... Don't get credit cards. All right, we have enough student loans to fucking worry about. So.
Honest to God, I checked my... Oh, I have Credit Karma, which I really like because it shows you all of your accounts, where your debt is at. And I checked mine the other day and it makes me physically ill.
Ill.
How much debt I have.
There were people in the elevator at work and they're like, some of these kids are leaving college and they've got $30,000, $40,000 in debt. How do you start a life like that? And I'm like, how do you think that that's the high number?
Yes.
That's insane.
Think about someone that went to law school. Yeah, they're going to make a hell of a lot more money than the average Joe, but they've also got $150,000 in debt coming out of law school.
Well, that's
not even counting undergrad.
My sister-in-law, I think, has 100 or more.
What does she do?
She's a speech pathology.
Oh.
I need apparently good to go see her. Speech pathology therapist.
So a speech language pathologist. Yeah,
she works a lot with kids.
Oh, cool.
Who are young, who, like, for example, would have a stutter or something like that. But, and I could be totally fucking that up. I don't know. I know she's talked about doing that kind of work before, so.
But yeah, so I was starting to, this is also a stressful situation. I was starting, because I don't want to stay in my house beyond April. I'm sick of living in the South Hills, and if I don't get out of there, I'm probably just going to die in my bathtub. But, so my lease is up in April, and I was starting to think, like, maybe I'm 26, maybe I should buy a house, you know. Then I looked at my credit karma and saw how much debt I have, and I'm like, you know what? No.
It's not time for that yet.
It's not time. So that's another stressful situation, is figuring out where you're going to live. Like, Tanner's looking at places right now.
Sam
and Scott just bought a house.
Fuck out.
And it's tough when you're renting, because there's always a limbo period of, well, this is the apartment you want, but it's available now, and you're locked into a lease until this point. And it's like, why can't you just sign, and then they'll be ready for you whenever you're ready.
Well, something that took stress off of here that was nice is I found out since the beginning I've been month to month. I had no idea. I thought I was in I had no idea where I was with my lease. And so I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's good to know that I'm not locked in until, like, next year sometime. Or,
well, you're in the minority, because most places don't trust their tenants to do month to month.
Yeah, my new place is going to be a year.
Yeah.
So,
which
is
the
fine.
Standard, yeah.
But it's just, yeah, it's kind of nice. Like, oh, I didn't know I was in that situation.
And how stressful is renting? Like, my God, you might as well just flush that money right down the toilet.
Yeah. Well, that's, and life. The amount of money you're going to pump into a home, too, sometimes it might be better to rent.
So let me just give a brief example about how everyone's always like, well, when something goes wrong when you're in a house, like, that's on you. Well, let me give you an example about a what are they called?
Natural disaster?
But that people use, like, the God quote. What is it?
Well, I don't know any of those quotes.
So. Maybe it's a natural disaster, but it's something.
Act of God?
Yes. Yes, that's how it's written in like insurances. Oh. Insurance situation. So over the summer, this monstrous tree in my backyard, wasn't even in my backyard, it was in like the yard behind me, got struck by lightning and fell on our house. Imagine that. So broke out a couple windows, ruined our deck. And then what does my landlord do? Rips the deck out completely. So, like, the railings on the deck were broken. So, like, they could have easily been replaced. He rips the deck out completely and replaces it with three steps.
Good for grilling.
Like, part of the appeal of that house was that it had a back deck.
Yeah. So, it's like, now you're in a place that isn't what you signed up for.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. I really like my landlord. But I think in situations like that, like, I've been a great tenant. I've never been late on rent.
Couldn't you at least
just
say
fix
something?
The railings? And like, Chris kept texting him, like, "Hey, when are you gonna replace the deck?" And he's like, "You know what? It was a big hassle, so I'm just gonna put in some steps." Thanks, guy. But no, so yeah, if we owned that house, we would have been responsible for rebuilding the deck.
Yeah,
which we would have. But like,
nail some boards to the side.
My stepdad would have totally put up railings on that thing.
Oh, yeah.
For free. But, I don't know. It's just, there's another stressful situation. When you lose your deck, get some steps. As a renter in the South Hills, I won't even go into the parking situation that I was like, I told you all about how I kept getting notes on my car.
Oh, by the angry neighbor? Yeah.
I got my landlord involved. I got their landlord involved. I was about to get the zoning board involved. It's handled.
Are you in the right?
Of course. Yeah. So, whatever. My advice to all of you is don't ever move to the South Hills of Pittsburgh. You will regret it the instant you do.
I regret coming to visit you. Just because of the parking.
It should be a one-way street.
Well, I think,
so bad.
So, okay.
Sorry.
We digress. But, no, you're fine. I talked about feeding a cat A1 steak sauce. It's cool. Also, we have here to exercise, and you say just stepping foot in a gym helps to relieve, and I agree. Like, just get out and move. Like,
just getting there, yeah. Go for a walk.
Just start moving, even if it's a 10-minute walk, because then maybe after the 10-minute walk, you'd be like, okay, maybe I'm into doing a little bit more. Maybe not.
Yeah, but even getting there is a feat.
No, yeah. I think that too is because it's like, okay, I can like at least start moving, and then I know I'll probably want to do more after that.
Yeah.
And the endorphins produced by exercising, like you come out of there like a whole new person. High, yeah.
Well, I feel like $1 million walking in my car after I work out. Like, and then this is weird, and I don't know if it's part of it, and maybe I should have done some research on this, but do you ever feel sore from a workout? But like that makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, oh, like yeah.
There's good sores and there's bad sores.
Is it
though?
Just a reminder?
Yeah. Like there's falling down the stairs sore, and then there's like lifting heavy weight sore.
Well, yeah. Yeah. That's that what feels I mean. Good. I mean, lifting weight
yeah.
sore.
Yeah, yeah. But even that, like, I'm super sore all the time.
I always feel good when it's a specific muscle that's sore, because then I know I did good at the gym the night before, and I'm like, okay, I definitely did that workout right, because the muscle I was supposed to be targeting is the sore muscle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And relax. Relax is Carly's last.
Yeah, and I said Tuesdays and Thursdays are my off nights. But like, and then I said, because I asked Ryan, when you're ramping, Ryan's my trainer, when you're ramping up for a powerlifting meet, I do deadlifts and back on Monday, bench, chest, and tries on Wednesday. And then on Fridays, I do squats and legs. And I asked him if like ramping up to a meet, if I should do on Tuesdays incorporate like a small leg workout, and then on Thursdays incorporate like a small deadlift workout. He's like, absolutely not. Like, you'll get burnt out, which would ultimately lead to stress if you felt like you had to go in there every single day.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't set myself up for failure with powerlifting, because I'm only doing it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. If I can't make it in there three times a week, like, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah.
You know? So... Well, that's me personally. I'm not saying like everyone out there like, oh my god, you should work out three times a week.
With your thing too though, I mean, it's working, you know.
Yeah, you're putting up
you're
heavy
giving
weight
yourself that time off, and then you're putting up heavy weight on your good days, you know, your
yeah,
in days.
Definitely.
Yeah, you're not just going in like hitting Dicking rear around. Delts like a bodybuilder. Yeah. You're not just lifting like 5 pound weights
yeah.
to failure and stuff like that. You're lifting heavy yeah. heavy weight.
Yeah, and I did those what is that machine, that CrossFit machine called, for is it like a GHD thing?
Oh yeah.
What is that?
I used that for the first time last night, like a glute and hamstring something or other.
Blaster.
I don't know what
I like blaster.
So your feet are like a big setup machine. Yeah.
Oh, I've
yeah,
seen
those. Yeah,
but
you have to use your legs and like your arms have to be up. I was like terrified. Ryan's like, you'll be fine. So he had like just every workout we're doing something different, and that's what keeps me going is I'm not doing the same thing every time I'm in there. And to see where I'm at now from where I started in April, it's like insane how much weight I'm putting up now compared to what I was doing back then. So,
yeah.
And that's like we said on the last one, how we shouldn't compare ourselves to other people on Instagram and whatnot. So a lot of the girls that you see on Instagram that are powerlifters have been doing this for like 3 to 5 years. Like, mm-hmm. They've been doing it for a while. So I was just talking to Ryan about this last night, and he's like, you've been doing this for 7 months and you're making insane progress. Like, you just got to stick with it.
Yeah.
So
I think, well, like,
but it helps with stress immensely.
Yeah.
But it's also super fucking heavyweight.
Yeah. So then you're sore on your nights off. You're just laying there like icing things.
I am like pretty dramatic at home about how sore I am. Like, you can ask Chris, he'll be like, you're fine. But like walking up and down the I'll tell him like, I can't take the dog out. I can't walk down the basement steps. Like, I squatted 245 last night, but you can take him out. But like, I could walk down the steps. I'm just like, no, but, now that this is off topic, but we've incorporated chains into my deadlifts and they're awesome.
I saw the video
I highly
on our
suggest
Instagram
doing it. I put it on mine. I thought,
oh, maybe it was your Instagram. I'm not sure. I thought it was ours, but maybe not.
Well, I have another video I could put on ours, but I thought it was just spam in the world there for a while, so I've cut back. But I highly suggest using chains on deadlifts if you ever get the chance.
Why? Just because it
makes
it's
you
cool.
feel like you're like the Hulk. It's so loud, so I don't know if you can hear him in the videos, but
oh yeah, that's
ones,
what I remember from the video.
The ones that he had, the last one he had me do was the equivalent of 365 at the top for three, and it was 80 pounds in chains on each side. So like that. Just like clanking around, like everyone in the gym was like looking back to the back room because it was so fucking loud. But yeah, if anyone ever wants to go, Sally's Fitness at Sally's Fitness on
if you
Instagram,
haven't heard it before here on the podcast,
always have to plug them because they're the coolest people I know. Sam, you have any other? Yeah. Sorry, that was the end of my list.
What about I was going to say about relaxing too. Do you want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I'll say, like, my boyfriend Corey and I are trying to, A, save money, but B, just kind of relax a little bit more and try to, so the one bar here in Pittsburgh that we go to a lot, we're just trying to, like, okay, not in November. We're not going to do it in November, save money, you know, going out and stuff. And we're going to try not to even go to that street just because it's, like, we're within walking distance then, so, like, let's not do it. And hopefully, he looked at his money and he spent $150 there in the month of October.
What bar is this?
No, I don't want to say it because I don't want to be mean to them. But
you can tell me after.
Yeah, and but so
mean to them.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's not them, it's us. But so that's something, and so that will lead into us relaxing more too, because then it's like, okay, we can stay in, or, you know, not feel obligated to do that. Like last night, because he had work today at 6 in the morning, we were home by 10, 10:30. You know, it was like so early. And those are the nice nights, because then if he doesn't work on weekends, we get to like get up at 8 in the morning and go eat breakfast. And I had a full night's sleep, so I'm like ready to go.
Is there anything better than going to sleep early? No.
No.
No. I love going to sleep early, and I love waking up early because then I get to eat breakfast. So.
Dude, my workout last Monday was at 8 o'clock. 8. You know how late that is? I like to be in bed by like 8:30. So I didn't even get out of the gym till 9. I thought I was going to die. But point is,
I stay up
get
late.
Get more sleep.
I stay up late during the week.
Really?
Cuz I'm like,
I go to bed at 7:30.
I got so much I gotta PM. Do.
God, I love to go to bed at like 9.
If only Clarion County had like a 24-hour fitness, I would probably go to the gym at like 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Cuz I go to sleep early.
Early mornings.
And I wake up early. Yeah. I'll just wake up at like 4 and be like, what do I do now? Just like hang out, I guess, with the dogs, because, and then I go to bed at 7:30. But I just, you know,
yeah,
I have to like fight my mind to not take a nap on like Tuesday and Thursday, because Monday, bless you, Monday. So I go straight to
Sam
the gym.
Just...
Dab
mouth.
Dab sneeze.
Dab sneezed. Oh.
But like all I want to do on Tuesday Thursdays is go home and take a nap. But I know if I nap, there's no way.
Yeah.
I'm going to sleep at a reasonable hour.
Now I can, yeah, it's like just stay awake and then go to bed early. So, if you guys have any of your own stress stuff, talk to us about it or post on our page or let us know. And we're going to put together a show notes link in our blog, and we'll link all of our studies and articles that we kind of looked at for inspiration today. We'll put that in the show notes too. But anything else you guys want to cover before we're done?
Sam, you have anything? How's I have some questions.
Okay, go.
So Sam, you personally, since you're pregnant, because I don't think that got brought up in this pod at all.
We did in the last
do
one.
Do you feel
right?
Yeah, she okay. announced it in the last one. But like, does that lead to like how you to like any stressful thinking or like body image or any of that sort of?
No, not at all.
That is an excellent question. Yes, it is very, it's very hard from going to like being in a cut to be in a bodybuilding competition to now just kind of like, I feel like I have a beer belly. Like that's what I feel like.
Yeah.
So it's very, it is hard. And I feel like I've been relaxing for the last 19 weeks, aka since I got pregnant.
Yeah.
And like not going to the gym has been stressing me out, but like going to the gym is also stressing me out because it's full of college kids. So it's a very strange place I'm in right now.
Yeah, and like you're so early that no one, unless you're close with, well, not really early, but unless people are close with you, like they wouldn't know that you're...
Yeah, I just look like I gained weight.
Yeah.
Versus when I was in there and I actually started looking shredded and all this stuff. So,
yeah.
And, like, I've never been pregnant, I don't think. But,
no. No, that I know. That was a bad joke. Never mind.
But I'm sure it's got to be stressful, too, even when you do go and work out. Like, you don't know if what you're doing is hurting the baby.
Yeah.
Or, like, how where do you stop? And so I'm sure that comes with a multitude of...
As a man
stressors.
With no effing clue, I think that's what I would be most afraid of. Like, what is safe? What isn't?
Yeah, and then you,
what's
like,
acceptable?
Going back to the posting on Broken to Barbell, like, as you all know, I've been posting out the ass. And at the same time, like, I don't know personally, Sam, for you, but if you were to take videos in the gym, like, there'd be a lot of, like, haters that are like, should she be doing that because she has a baby? Because, like, every CrossFit post that I see where CrossFit themselves posts, like, videos of pregnant women working yeah. out. And I always just click on the comments because I'm yes, into drama. But there's always people like, why the fuck are you doing that when you're pregnant? Yeah. Like, you're going to kill the baby and all this stuff. But, like, if you did that before you were pregnant, you can do it.
Yeah.
Well, I think as long as you're responsible, you know.
Yeah, they say as long as you're not like so, like ridiculously out of shape and then when you get pregnant you decide to start lifting 350 pounds, then you're okay, but like
maybe don't do any tuck jumps.
Yeah.
You know? Like, just don't be dumb.
I wouldn't be squatting like 350, but yeah,
cleaning it's... and it just shoots out. Sorry. I'm not.
I just had that visual of a baby just like landing in a nice in position a in the gym. A nice position.
But no, it'd like totally like that. Like slide a little bit into position.
And land like this.
That's what I was trying to say. Whatever this position is.
Sorry, this is a little.
So if you made it this far, this is the nugget of information you got at the end of our podcast.
Yeah.
And
what are we at time-wise?
46.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, we're doing good on time.
So, yeah, I mean, I figured pregnancy would come with a lot of stressful...
I can only imagine.
Thinking.
That would be, like, insane.
This is a side note, but, I mean, obviously, I'm not drinking. You're not supposed to do that. But I miss pre-workout and like supplements and White Monster more than I miss drinking. Like I smelled my pre-workout the other day and then I gave it to Trisha, who's my sister, but I smelled it and I was like, I miss you so much. And then I had to give it away because I can't have it now and for a while. So like,
you just keep a little baggie of it in the
just smell it.
Yeah.
Put like one little pinky in.
Little taste.
But yeah. Other than that, I mean,
you can't have lunch meat either. Dang.
Why can't you have lunch meat?
You're not. Well, you're supposed to heat it up if you have it. It has.
Oh, you can have ham barbecue then.
It has some bacteria in it that is only in like deli meats and stuff because it sits out. They don't like
that. Sits out. Like, don't talk about that like that.
Deli meat.
No, I'm not going to be able to have lunch meat.
This is also another side note, but I don't have any cravings really, but I don't want food. If that makes sense. Well, like people.
Because don't you get sick?
Uh oh.
Yeah.
Ambulance. Like, come past. Okay.
And good. Like, I don't like crave anything, but I've, like, if someone says something, I'm like, I don't want that. Like, my husband will be like, do you want Hunan? I'll be like, no. I don't want any part of that.
That Hunan sucks because Hunan is the best.
That's where it's at.
So, yeah.
Their General Tso's is bar none the best.
They have the best rice.
I've had Chinese all over the world. Oh, no, wait.
All over
China City. China City's garlic chicken is the best.
You've had Chinese all over the world.
I'll take a white slice.
What counts as all over the world?
Pittsburgh.
And the tri-county area.
The tri-state area. Yeah.
I'm a big man. Yeah. I've got other General Tso's I think is better. But,
but like, it's something about how crispy it is. I don't know. Because like, we order from this place down here and it sucks. It's called like Green Garden or something. I don't know. I can never remember the name, but their General Tso's is always like soggy and like not crunchy, which is a huge downfall.
I had a place in my old apartment called Ichiban, but it was obviously not like the Ichiban. It was like a little strip mall place that didn't even have chairs inside. That was 100% 365.
Was it spelled Itchy?
365 days a year had a Christmas tree up. And they had General Tso's chicken for $6, like a whole meal.
Mm.
I got it all the time. I also weighed 250 pounds, but...
I'm craving it.
Yeah.
Tanner, right. Do you have anything else?
No, we need to end this. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Bye.
And, well, like us, share us.
Yeah.
Have we asked for reviews at the end of every single one?
So far,
nobody's reviewed
it. Yeah, we don't.
I think Caleb gave us a review.
Okay, well, he needs a sticker then.
We would appreciate.
We got to get Caleb reviews. A sticker.
I mean, I think I'll take him one.
But
in New
yeah,
York
we
next
need.
Week.
Let's get. If we get some reviews, we'll give you a sticker. Use a name that we would recognize. So
yeah,
we know it's you.
Not Broken to Barbell Fan.
Yeah, not Broken to Barbell Fan.
Can you review pages?
Yeah, some. If you go to the top page, you can do it on your phone now too with a new update.
Yes.
They let you review.
It's very. Right, it's wonderful.
I mean, on Facebook.
Yeah, I think
like,
so.
Like, can our page be reviewed? Because if you can you give us some reviews on Facebook too?
I mean, yeah, I'm going to just throw it out there. Preferably a good review. But
I mean, talk to us.
If you hate us.
We got 143 likes on Facebook. Because we started inviting it to people.
Yeah.
We're inviting people to us.
Oh, I didn't.
We forced them to be our friends.
I didn't do that yet. I want to do that. But
I did. Sam did a lot, and we got 26 new ones this week.
Like, share, review.
But yeah. Talk to us. We post stuff. We ask for comments and stuff all the time, and no one answers us.
We got lots of stickers.
We're just trying to be friends.
You want a sticker?
Yeah, we'll bring back clothes someday.
Yeah, we want to do, like, realistically, I want tank tops next summer.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I want a black tank top with a white logo.
I also want black leggings with a white logo.
I was going to make a joke about something else. But yes, let's do that.
So there will be clothes in the future. And if you for any of your photography needs, hit up Eric Dye.
Yeah.
At ETD underscore.
Underscore.
It? Underscore ETD photography.
Yep.
On Instagram.
Yeah. On Instagram.
Who else has supported us?
Sellies. At Sellies Fitness.
Where we get our shirts? Pittsburgh Shirt Company?
I forget the name every time.
I think it's PGH Shirt Co. Yeah. On
Instagram. Yeah, and they're it's like a young couple. They're really cool out of Coriopolis.
Yeah, we got our shirts and we got our stickers from them.
Yep.
So,
all right. Just bear with us. Like, we never claim to be professionals with this, so.
Continually. Never claim to be professionals. Yes.
And we're not professionals. We just speak
all right.
Our minds.
Yeah. We talk about feeding cats A1 steak sauce and trees falling on our houses
and backing into and people in traffic,
child rearing,
child rearing.
Dog rearing,
and how every situation in life will cause you stress if you let it.
Oh, end it there.
Right. Bye. Here. No.
Goodbye.
wait, end it here.
Bye.